أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Insha'Allah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, this is one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us, to sit down and discuss his gleaming, his enlightening revelation, al-wahy al-ilahi, the holy Quran, the one that Allah is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he put it in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and Rasulullah had put it for us. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be discussing Surah An-Nasr, the victory. It is like some of the small surahs, it's only three ayahs. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العلي العظيم. As you know, brothers and sisters, Islam came about 600 some odd years ago, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the seal of the prophets, Habib ilah al-alameen, was sent as the last prophet, the seal of the prophets, for all of the prophets that they came. Therefore, his mission, his message, is the juice of time, the juice of era for mankind. We should really understand the religion of Islam, and we should try our best in order to put it in our hearts, make it a way of our life, because this is the system that will help everyone completely in every aspect of his life, in a marital life, for his job, for his living, for his hereafter. It is a benefit for his spirit, for his self, for his intellect, for his body. Anything that you really think of, Islam is the cure. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seeks any faith, any religion, but Islam, it is not accepted for him, from him. Why? Because it's incomplete. Because whatever tradition that a person will hold, it has deficiencies. It is not a holistic, it does not help every aspect of one's life, every dimension. It does not help every dimension of one's life. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi suffered through a lot in order to bring this faith to us. Began from his running away from Mecca, going all the way to Medina. And then later on, even when he tried to come and visit his hometown, the place of his birth, the holy city of Mecca, the place where Baytu'il, Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, God's house has been built there by Adam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. You know that they did not let him. In which it led into Sulh Al-Hudaybiyah. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, one of the greatest glad tidings, and that is this chapter, this surah. It is Surah An-Nasr, the victory. Imam Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said about the benefits, khususiyat, khasiyat, this chapter. He said, whoever read إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ in his sunnah prayers, nafila prayers, or in his wajib prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him victorious in his life. If he has enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him victorious in his life. So therefore, it is really great to read. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you among the soldiers of our 12 apostles. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you victorious with him. Mind you, for this purpose, the purpose of bringing peace and justice to the world. A lot of people think that Al-Mahdi, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, the 12th apostle, comes in order to kill people. Astaghfirullah. Al-Mahdi is the continuation of the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him the mercy to the worlds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And I did not send you but as a mercy to the worlds. And the 12th apostle is the great-great-grandson of this Rasulullah, Habibi ilahi al-alameen, the one that he is a mercy. He also is a mercy. So therefore, he comes in order to spread kindness, love, passion, and mercy. He comes in order to spread justice and fairness. He does not come, God forbid, in order to bloodshed or make mischief on the face of the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among his soldiers, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us victorious. As the rest of the surahs, this one began with Bismillah, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, as I said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the beginning of this surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحَ. If the victory from the Lord had arrived, and it God opened, what opening? Subhanallah. The opening of Mecca. Now, why the opening of Mecca? Why the victory over Mecca? As you know, 13 years Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi suffered in Mecca. Then he left Mecca. He went to Medina. Even when he was in Medina, the people of Mecca, the leadership, not the good ones are all over the place. The leadership of Mecca did not leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and they wanted to demolish Rasulullah and his faith. Subhanallah, when people don't understand, they don't understand. It's amazing for some people to think that, well, we have 360, astaghfirullah, gods and goddesses. How come one is going to win over 360? They think that it is a number. They think that all of these creatures of themselves, a statue is what they have created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the world. They thought that number, as they are, and even name, because they call them Yahuth, Waya'uq, Wanisra, Wallat, Wal'uzza. These names that they have called them, they can, astaghfirullah, win over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a victory that he will win over Mecca. Yes, it took almost 24 years. And truly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was victorious with great victory. Either, if. Now, in Arabic, when you say either, that means that it is a news that it will come, but it is not there yet. Al-ikhbar bima lam yatahaqqaq ba'd. It is not there yet. It will come, soon it will be there, but it is not there. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. the victory of Allah. Now, brothers, what will cause the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given to you, will be achieved when you work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you work for something else, if you work for someone else, Allah said, go and take the victory, go and take your pay, go and take your compensation from Him. But if you work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you victory. And there is a statement in the Holy Quran, and mind you, and remember that statements of the Holy Quran, all of them are equations of the world. Just like you say, this equals this. So if you do this, definitely you're going to have the other one equals to the other one. It is an equation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, in tansurullah, if your intention is to do whatever you want to do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, victory, the defense for Islam, defending Islam, spreading the glad tidings, the words of Islam, trying to make the society better, trying to make mischief less, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make you victorious. In tansurullah yansurkum. Not only yansurkum, if you try to make the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be high and victorious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you victorious. Not only that, but also وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and also He makes you strong and sturdy on wherever you are. Here is another promise. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. When the victory came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? And then you saw, what did you see? What would you see, Ya Rasulullah? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ. And then you will see people from all over the place, groups after groups after groups. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And then you started seeing groups after groups after groups of people getting into the faith of Islam. Like the people of Mecca, the ones that they really were hurting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ta'if, the one that is a little bit of a distance from Mecca, the city of Ta'if. Like Yemen. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi went there and he opened it without a battle, with a peaceful solution. Beautiful. Ya Rasulullah, once the victory had come to you, once opening of Mecca had come to you, and then you saw people entering the faith of Islam, groups, not ones, groups of hundreds, thousands, getting in the faith of Islam, then do the following. What are the following? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Three beautiful characteristics. From that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, whatever he was doing, he was saying these three things. He was saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Some, you know, of his hadith. And even one time, one of the wives asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Ya Rasulullah, why are you saying this dhikr? He referred it to this ayah and said, because I would like to be thankful and I would like to be repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He gave me victory. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. These are three beautiful characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if even us, we receive a victory of some sort, whatever it is, a wife, a job, an advancement in life, a degree from a university, something of these sorts. It is really nice to say Subhanallah, Shukran lillah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. What is this, really? First, you subtract every bad thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasabbih, tasbih, subhanallah. Subhanallah is just like saying, Lord, you are completely pure. Lord, there is no bad characteristic in you. الصفات السلبية. You take everything out that is bad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you praise Allah. Why you praise Allah? First, you say, Astaghfirullah, Rabbi wa ta'ala. You say, Ya Allah, you are not a cheater. You are not a conniver. You are not, Astaghfirullah, a liar. All of these bad characteristics that we as humans may have, this is a lesson for us. When we want to thank Allah, we're going to do it in this fashion. First, you say, Allah, you are pure from these characteristics. Then you say, praise to Allah, Alhamdulillah. Why? What is this Alhamdulillah? That means that Allah, as you don't have the cheating, you don't have the conniving, you don't have the deceiving, you have all the virtues. As you don't have the vices, you have all the virtues. You are rich. You are beautiful. You are complete. You are knowledgeable. You are generous giver. You are kind. You are loving. You are compassionate, and so forth. And then, istighfar. Why istighfar? Because istighfar means, Lord, I am weak. I am deficient. I am small. So, you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with characteristics of glory, al-jalal. Then with characteristics of beauty, al-jamal. And then you show your deficiency as a creature. فَسَبَّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ. Surely. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. Such a beautiful answer at the end. Such a beautiful word. إِنَّهُ. Surely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab. Don't you ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may abandon you at a certain time. Yes, maybe we, as creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abandon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we go in a state of heedlessness. Maybe we do not pay attention and do not be aware of our beautiful existence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never does that. Not only never does that, and as soon as we become aware, as soon as we see our mistake, as soon as we apologize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. He forgives you immediately. You know, subhanAllah, you don't need anything else. You don't need to go to wherever that is. All what you do is pay heed, pay attention, be aware, apologize. If you had something, return it. If you took something by mistake, by force, return it. And ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, is the one that accepts your repentance. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. What happens afterwards? When this verse came down, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi read it upon the Muslims, and they all heard it, They all cheered. They all took it as a great glad tidings. They all were happy. Suddenly they saw one person turned his face toward the wall and started crying. Tears were coming down. Ya Abbas, that was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was crying. He said, Ya Abbas, why are you crying? He said, Ya Rasulullah, my heart crunched. It seems like it is time for you to go. It's just like everything else. When they say, have you seen the fountain? The fountain shoots up. Once it reaches its peak, it comes down. Ya Rasulullah, it seems like it is time for you to go. And as soon as I heard it, my heart crunched. My heart started to ache for you to go. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, yes, yes, O Abbas, nu'iyat ilayya nafsi. So therefore, it seems like it is the completion of the religion. And sure enough, in about a few months later, some say up to 2 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi drifted to the world above. Some of the specialists in the exegesis, they say, as Iqra' was the first surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. This surah, the victory, surah al-victory, it was the last, indicating the completion of Islam, indicating the departure of our most beloved father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, O Allah, we pray to you, we ask you, we come toward you. Lord, accept us. Lord, put this gleaming, enlightening words in our hearts. Lord, let us understand it. Lord, make us closer to Ahlul Bayt so we can be closer to you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma salli.